So far, six Democrats want the chance to unseat freshman New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th District. One is 35-year-old Ulster County resident Patrick Ryan, a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, who served as an Army officer in Iraq.
I'm in the race because I think in a moment like this in our country, we need a leader who's got a proven record of actually putting their community and their country ahead of themselves, and that is sorely lacking right now in Washington. That's why I'm in the race.
Ryan, who was born and raised in Kingston, has never held elected office. The Gardner resident says he's been on the receiving end of political decisions during his military service, including two combat deployments in Iraq.
That's a big part of the reason I'm running, quite honestly, in a very personal way, is I think, especially right now in our country, we need leaders in Congress who have seen and been on the receiving end of orders to go to war and understand how important that is and are willing to stand up and ask the hard questions and, if necessary, stand up to stop an action that could be harmful for our troops and for our country.
What lessons do you take away from the 2016 election where Democrat Zephyr Teachout lost her bid against Faso?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately the lesson that I take away is that we lost. And the result of that loss is immense missed opportunity to help tens of thousands of people here in this district who are struggling to find good jobs and keep them, who are struggling to educate their kids, who are worried they're going to lose their health care. And so there's so much at stake in the race that we've got to learn those lessons. The big ones for me, number one, we don't, political leaders, I mean, you asked if I have experience running, and I don't, and I actually think that's a good thing, because our current crop of politicians have really not done much for us and not delivered for the people of this area and largely across the country. And I think a big part of the reason why is nobody listens anymore.
So Ryan has been traveling around the sprawling 11-county district listening. He says many residents are concerned about losing health care and building good jobs in the community. Ryan described his economic plan.
So the three big things are real investment in infrastructure, fundamentally changing our education and training processes and systems in the district and in the country, and then actually leveling the playing field for small businesses here in the district. 97% of the businesses here are small, yet the tax plan that the Republicans just passed actually punishes small businesses and rewards big corporations, which there are very few of here in the area. So, you know, one of the things that's been most striking to me and one that I'm very focused on is the idea of how we prepare and arm our young people and our workers with the skills they need to compete in today's clearly rapidly changing economy. And 70% of the young people here in our district don't finish college, but we're not offering them and investing in other viable pathways that if they're willing to put in the work, they know that they have a good shot at getting a job that they can be proud of and that they can really provide for their family with. So figuring out how to change that and ramp up some of the vocational and job training programs that we do have, both on the community college and vocational school side, as well as bringing in the private sector and the interconnectedness between the two of them, that is a top priority that I've been talking a lot about and people are really excited about. The other specific economic idea that I've been talking a lot about, and we're gonna roll out a more detailed plan on, is building a rail line up the west side of the Hudson River from New York through the district. It would fundamentally change our economic prospects, our ability to move capital and people and goods and services in a much more frictionless way. And it's a big, bold idea that I think we need a lot more of.
And he has another idea.
I put forth a proposal of national service where not mandatory, but optional. If you are willing to serve 2 years, whether in the military, as a teacher, as a nurse in a rural area, whatever the need is, we would cover the cost of your higher education, whether vocational training, community college, for 2 years. And not only would this address this growing skills training gap in the country and the college affordability issues we're really struggling with and need to fix, but I also think it would culturally create these opportunities to bring people from disparate parts of our country and our communities together again.
Following his combat tours in Iraq, Ryan addressed what he saw as a need for troops using outdated technology and started a small business in Washington, D.C. that deployed data analytics software to the front lines. Ryan also earned his master's in security studies from Georgetown University and co-founded a cybersecurity business in Northern Virginia. Faso addressed the race during a recent Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Chartok.
Well, you've got to make sure that your voters come out. And remember, Alan, I won my district by about 8.5 points last 2 years ago. That was 25,000 vote margin. President Trump won our district by 6 points 4 years before. President Obama won it by 6 points. So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Pat Ryan is one of six Democratic candidates looking to run against Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. The primary is June 26th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.